Hey everybody, Dean Graziosi, welcome to the Weekly Wisdom. I'm here with my dear friend and student and just amazing human being, Chad Bartlett. And I wanted to, he's down here at the office today, we're doing some cool stuff. Chad has totally changed his life, transformed everything that you do, man. It's such an inspiration, and I want to share it with you guys because it's not just about the success he's had and traveled all over the world. The lifestyle you have right now is unbelievable. But what I was just sitting here talking to Chad about is he was a mechanic in Alaska. Where in Alaska?
In Anchorage.
In Anchorage, Alaska. Is it really as cold as they say?
It gets cold, negative 30 sometimes.
Negative 30.
You go out to push the cars and it feels like something bit you.
So Chad was a mechanic in the cold, doing those things, and had a family started already.
That's right.
You know, and so let me just ask you, and we'll talk about where you've gone and what you're doing right now, but so many people watching right now, they've had success. They've done great things in their life, but so many of you watching, you know there's that next level. There's more, you want more, you deserve more. You feel like there's more gas in the tank, but you just don't know how to get there, or you're fearful. I wanna know, how do you go from, like, what helped you go from that mechanic in Alaska to say, you know what, I'm doing more, I'm going for this. How did you break free?
You know, I had those thoughts so much too. I used to think about, there's gotta be more to life than just turning wrenches and busting knuckles as a mechanic. And it was just the most innocent thing in the world. My 2-year-old daughter in Anchorage bundled up in the bed and she said, "Dad, why do you have to go to work this morning?" And I said, "You know what? Now's the time that I make a difference and make a change in my life."
Yeah.
All these excuses and putting it off, my daughter wondering why I have to go to work, it's because I wasn't brave enough to step out of my comfort zone and do something different. That's really what started it for me.
So, you know, I go deep for the people who have my book or have seen me. I go deep on our why, right? And,
sure.
And so she was your why at that moment that triggered it. But, you know, that fear, that crippling fear of holding you back, is you never get to see sometimes what you're made of, or that next, like I watch you, Chad. Let me just be honest. Chad got one of my real estate programs in Anchorage, Alaska. And I don't even want to talk about real estate deep today. I want to share because he's down here sharing with me right now. You can't believe what he discovered. Chad broke the mold on real estate investing. It's not buy, fix, and flip anymore for Chad. It's not buy, fix, and rent for Chad anymore. He's turned this into an arbitrage. It's like Uber for real estate investing. It's unbelievable what he's done with technology and automation so you can have this lifestyle. But that's not what we're talking about today. What I want to talk about is that full potential, like you've reached this other level. He started in Anchorage. Did people tell you were nuts?
They said I was crazy. First of all, why are you in Alaska? And now, why are you in Alaska trying to do real estate?
Yeah, and not only did he do real estate investing, he did it from Anchorage. He started investing in Kansas City, Missouri,
right? That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so talk about people saying you're nuts. And that's why really what I want to pick your brain on today and talk about is how you got over everybody telling you were crazy. The economy wasn't great when you were doing this. You lived in Anchorage. You had a young family. Like, when you're watching right now, there's something in your life you want, but something, there's a barrier between it. And now, like, how do you feel that you broke through that fear and you get to live this life?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to do these things. It was a lot of hard work in the beginning. Nothing was easy, filled with naysayers telling me I can't do it. You know, put your head down, get a college degree, you know, get a good job. I was taught that my whole life, but it just didn't make me happy. It didn't make me feel fulfilled. To me, my bigger purpose was to have time to spend with my family. And I knew working in my job, it was taking years off the backside of my life, let alone the hours that I didn't get to spend with my kids during the day.
So it was that drive. So how did you fit in a full-time job and then starting something new?
I had to add extra hours to my day. So how do you do that? You take out things that weren't serving your higher purpose. What is it right now, that extra TV show? You know, what are all these other things that are going on that are keeping you from your dreams?
Yeah, so you got the why. Was your daughter. She's like, "Dad, why the heck are you going to work?"
Yeah.
You got the time. You kind of cut things. And I talk about that all the time, about having clarity and a vision. Somebody says, "Where do you want to go?" Most people will say, like in your case, you say, "Where do you want to go?" You're like, "I don't want to be a mechanic anymore." It's like, "No, that's not what I asked."
Right.
"So where do you want?" "Man, pushing cars in the cold can break your knuckles." It's like, no. It's like most people know what they don't want.
Exactly.
So you found the clarity on where you wanted to go.
I wanted more time. That's right.
Yeah. And then you found the time by just analyzing, kind of making a do not, not to-do list,
yeah,
right?
I had to sacrifice time in the beginning. It's so funny. My end goal was to spend more time with my family. I wanted more time back. But in the beginning, I had to make sacrifices. I had to do that temporary time sacrifice in the beginning of time. But now I have all the time in the world. Yeah. I make my own schedule. I make my own decisions on things. But in the beginning, I had to do more. I had to work my 60 hours a week as a mechanic, 6 days a week in the cold. I had to wake up a little bit earlier and spend time in my own business and build these things for myself and my family so eventually I could break free.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And we're going to share more. What this guy's done is unbelievable. I mean, literally, he broke the mold on how you invest in real estate. I mean, it's not the getting, like you think of real estate investing, and I've been the number one trainer for years. I know real estate better than anybody, but what you've done is so miraculous. I mean, tell me, where have you been in the last year with your family? Name some of the places.
I mean, in the last year, Iceland, Spain, the south of France, Barcelona, Madrid. We just did a European tour. It was great.
Not bad from a kid from Ohio. Did you go to all those places
when
you were a kid?
When I was a kid, it'd be lucky if I got outside of Ohio. I think I was Detroit one time.
One time.
Yeah, one time. But you know, thinking about these international travels.
So I want you to brag a little bit, not be for any other reason, not to be, oh, look, Chad's doing great. It's like, I want you to feel this. Like, I don't know where you are in your life. I don't know if you're worse off than where Chad was or better off than where Chad is, but he just found these, like, that's what I talk about in Success Millionaire, Success Habits, is these little shifts. The little hinge swings a big door, right?
Sure.
The little hinge swings that big door. He made little shifts, and one step at a time, he turned around and he was unrecognizable. Tony Robbins says it best. We always overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what you can do in five.
Sure.
Right? So what's life like right now for you?
Right now, I'm in Phoenix, and I didn't have to ask a boss permission to be here in this nice warm weather, escape from the Kansas City climate. My life is I wake up in the morning and I dictate my day. I spend time with my family. My kids are doing gymnastics and Girl Scouts and chess club, and I don't miss any of that. It's great.
Yeah. So I wanted to, I mean, this guy is so humble, it's unbelievable, and he's not sharing all the great stuff he's got going on. But if anything today, let Chad, let this story, let this weekly wisdom inspire you to take action, to make a move. You know, sitting on the sidelines sucks, for lack of a better word. This time of year especially, you get those New Year's resolutions, those new goals, and man, doesn't life just kind of slowly beat you back in the box? It's like, I'm not staying in the box anymore. And then life kind of corrals you, and all of a sudden it's March or April, and you're back in the box.
Right.
You know, there was somebody who said, you know, you go to work, you drive in a box, you eat a box lunch, you go in a box, you come home in a box, you commute in a box, you go to your box house, and it's like...
Die in a box.
Yeah, and you die in a box. Never even thought about that, but you had the opportunity to break free. And I just want to keep inspiring you as much as you can, just to take action. The first part is getting in the game. Is there any last words this week you'd like to share with everybody? Inspire, Chad.
Whatever your passion is, like, what is holding you back from doing it? And if you look back 5 years from now, are you going to be more filled with regret or pleasure from this moment right now?
Yeah, I know this. It's like I have a dear friend that says, you know, when you look back when you're 90, all the other stuff won't matter. It'll be, how did you live? Mm-hmm. Like, how did you truly live? Were you a slave to the money, or were you able to take ownership of that so you could live the life that you were meant to be?
Exactly.
And I just want to tell you, Chad's down here right now for a couple days because I'm picking his brain on what he's done. It is unbelievable what Chad has done through technology and automation. You know, 10 years ago when you wanted to get a car service or a limo, you had to call somebody, go through the process. If you wanted to get rent a house, you had to try to find. Now Airbnb allows you to rent a house. Yeah. Uber lets you get a car 1 second on your app. Boom, car's there. I freaking love it. This guy broke the mold on real estate investing and figured out a way on how to be the arbitrage, how to be the man in the middle, and he's crushing it. He gets to travel all over, do these deals. How many deals do you think you've done in the last year, realistically?
In the last year, at least 80 to 100.
80 to 100 deals, dude, amazing. Okay, but we're gonna pick his brain. We're gonna get a lot more stuff from Chad. I hope this inspired you to take action today, to see what's possible anywhere in your life, whether it's taking your own business to the next level, starting your new business, going up through the ranks in your current job if you want, or maybe even jumping into real estate if you have the right plan. And we get to help you provide it. We get to provide a lot of that great stuff for you. I'm Dean Graziosi. Thanks for watching. If you haven't taken the Better Life Challenge, go to thebetterlife.com. Have you gone through the whole challenge yet?
I've started it. I've not finished yet.
Okay.
I love it.
Thebetterlife.com. It's an amazing challenge. It's free. It's a 30-day challenge. It takes like 2 minutes a day. Go ahead and take the challenge, and we'll see you soon.